So my name's Lisa Wake. Wonderful to be at the conference again. I think there are some really amazing thought processes that are occurring within the NLP community. So for example, to actually have the neuroscience components of neuro-linguistic programming to be present, to be able to start to debate with people and recognise that there is a real recognition of the need to validate NLP, to be able to provide the scientific evidence base sitting behind it. So it feels like it's really becoming a real maturity in the NLP community.
I'm aware that you've been quite active in doing that and also in getting involved with the academic community. How's that worked for you?
It's worked well at a number of levels, from a personal level with respect to getting me to critique and be critiqued by peers in the field, to start to look at what is it in NLP that we can validate, but also what can't be validated. So to be able to meet people who are academically stimulating and challenging is just, for me, a real gift to be connected with people like that.
And in terms of the business proposition, does it help your training business to be involved in that?
Yes, it definitely does. I think companies are being very cautious about where they spend their money from a training perspective. And as a feedback loop to myself, companies are buying me because I've got that additional academic credibility. I can evidence what I'm doing. I can back it up with expert references. So, for example, I'm doing some work in the pharmaceutical sector at the moment, where when I'm presenting NLP, everything that I present, they want to know where's it from, what's the academic reference, what's the research base behind it. That then gives it the credibility for them to trust that it's okay to apply it back into the workplace.
At lunchtime in the conference, Karen Moxon from ANLP was talking about Coalition NLP and about the way in which, if we work together and engage, then we can perhaps open the market much wider for people. Would you agree with that approach? Do you think it's a good idea to get together and work?
Definitely, and I think that coalition needs to be wider than just the NLP community. I think it starts in the NLP community. And, you know, again, it's wonderful to be with individuals who have been around in the community for a long time and starting to share ideas and share thoughts and share what each of us are reading and researching to say, well, okay, have you read this book? Have you read that book? I think that coalition perspective needs to start to embrace other communities that are involved in adult learning, adult education, personal development. And if we can start to pace and stand alongside, for example, the education field, which I know Richard Churches is doing some fantastic work with. For me, there's something about pacing and standing alongside those, pacing and standing alongside psychologists to say, we're here, how can we work with you? How can we join forces with you to add to society, to make society a better place?
It sounds as though what we're looking for is an approach that puts the client at the centre of everything that we do.
Absolutely. We seem to have kind of lost that somewhere along the way. So it'd be great to get that back where we truly become client-centred.